the Laundry Chat podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and today is quite the conversation. I have been wanting to do this for a long time. I've been feeling the need to talk about it for a while, but it's only been a little over a week since I've been wearing a wig, and I didn't want to talk about it until I had more experience with it and got a chance to kind of collect my thoughts with it. And I mostly have. I think this is something that my thoughts might change on it later, or I don't know. But as of right now, I've come to a lot of conclusions. And so we're going to go through the 10 things that I've learned from wearing a wig for a week. And there's a lot of things that I've learned. And I also, before we get into those things, I want to tell you kind of a backstory about basically why I am wearing a wig right now, and just so you can kind of understand where I'm coming from, and then hopefully you can learn from these things that I've learned from wearing a wig and apply them to not just your hair, but to other things in your life that are maybe consuming too much of your headspace. So let's get into the backstory, and then we'll get into the 10 things that I've learned while wearing a wig for a week. Okay, so to start off, I'm wearing a wig right now, and like I said, I have been for a week, and I never would have thought I would be the person that would wear a wig. And it honestly makes me feel very hypocritical, because, you know, we're supposed to love ourselves, we're supposed to accept ourselves as we are, we're supposed to be okay with the way we were made, but here I am. So basically, the reason I decided to wear a wig and get one and order one was because my hair has always been bothering me. It's always been something I worry about, I think about, I take time to do, I obsess over. And it wasn't really until doing the vlog series with my friend Ellie and I about us going to Texas that I really was able to see like how much footage of me there is of me just talking about my hair and worrying about it, and then me touching it, me looking at it, me trying to fix it. It just is like, it's horrible. And it got to the point where it would keep me from doing things. I wouldn't want to go and see people. I would be scared of the weather. During wedding shoots, I would feel just like gross, and I would get like shy because I felt like I looked horrible because my hair was crazy. And even before the vlog series happened, like I would straighten my hair for like forever, and then I'd re-straighten it throughout the day, and I would dye it. My sister does my hair, she's a cosmetologist, and she would do my hair all the time, and she'd always do a great job, but it would just, I wouldn't be able to like maintain it. I would keep straightening and keep damaging it. And it just, my hair was just taking it. It was, well, for one, getting damaged. And then through that whole time, I was kind of like damaging myself because I like wanted to attain this like perfect, this like image that I had in my head. And I guess you could say that. Yeah. But basically like I had always had straight hair. I'm born with naturally wavy hair, but I had always straightened it. I love straight hair. I love it when my hair is straight and I feel like myself. And through all this damaging and coloring and straightening over the years, my hair would not straighten. It would be straight for a little bit, and then it would just like frizz up, flip out. And even my bangs, I couldn't even have my regular bangs anymore. For a long time, I would just push them off to the side because they would flip and wave and get frizzy, and I didn't know what to do. And I remember even one of my Instagram friends, Shannon, she was like, when I finally had my bangs in front of my face, she was like, oh, I haven't seen you in like a fringe or whatever. And I'm like, this is that. And I almost got like sad because that's how I always had my hair. Like that's how my hair is supposed to be, is like in bangs. And it just couldn't. And I didn't feel like myself. And so it had been a long time of me not feeling like myself, not being happy with my hair, obsessing over it and worrying about it, that it was when I was in my brother's, I was working the donut mobile, And I was just like, jokingly, like, I should get a wig and just put something over it and whatever. And then I was like, actually, I could do that and that would work. So I researched wigs, looked them up, and I ordered two of them, being like, well, I mean, I can always return it if it doesn't go good and whatever, you know. But the thought of it just sounded so nice to just not have to worry about my hair and to know that it will look good no matter the weather, no matter what I do to it, no matter it and the day after day, like it would just look fine. I wouldn't have to do it. And that just sounded so good. So I was so excited for my wigs to come. But also simultaneously, I was like, I couldn't believe that, like, this is what my life was coming to, you know? Because the wigs just have such a horrible connotation to them. Like, when someone says, like, oh, I'm wearing a wig, it's like, whoa, like, you're either, like, a drag queen or, like, a celebrity or you have cancer or something. Like, it's like those three things that, like, and then wigs are just, like, really weird and, like, not, I don't know. So I was nervous, but more excited. I honestly could not wait. So once I got my wig, I seriously fell in love. I felt like I had put on myself again, and I just, it felt like freedom. It felt like I felt invincible. I felt like myself, and I hadn't felt like that in a long time, a very long time. So that's kind of the backstory. I'm probably missing things, but now that I've worn it in public, I've worn it to the beach, I've worn it around people that know me, I've worn it around my family, I've worn it in pictures and videos. Now that I've done that, I have more thoughts and more things that I've learned, and I just want to share these with you. So let's get into it. Okay, so the first thing I learned was that my hair actually takes up a lot more of my time than I thought. I can wake up way later now. I can skip a shower if I need to. I don't have to fix it. I don't have to straighten it. I don't have to, you know, even spray it with stuff. It saves me so much time. It's crazy. It's literally so nice. especially the fact that, like, I can just wake up and go put it on and then I'm good and out the door, and I can get on with my life and spend my time doing things that I actually love doing. I don't love doing my hair. It's never been something up till, like, even sixth grade. I had my mom do my hair because I didn't like doing it. So it's just been, like, so nice to not have to spend time doing it. Okay. The second thing that I've learned while wearing a wig for a week is that hair also takes up more thought than I thought. Throughout the day, I've found myself not thinking about my hair. And when I did think about my hair, it was good thoughts for once. It was like, oh, like, no, my hair looks fine. Don't have to think about it. You know, whenever that temptation of, like, oh, the hair, you know, there's humidity, like, I bet your hair is, like, you just look crazy. I didn't have to think about that. It was just, I'm fine. Like, let's just go, you know? I didn't worry about the rain. I didn't think about what people were thinking about my hair. I didn't think about any of that. I didn't touch my bangs. I didn't, you know, fix my hair throughout the day. It was beautiful. And I was realizing how much thought my hair takes out of me and how much thought I do put into my hair throughout the day. And it's crazy. It's scary. But yeah, that I learned that. the third thing that I learned was that, like, wigs look natural. They look real, and you would be surprised about how many people, at least celebrities and famous people, are wearing wigs when they change up their hair. They're super natural looking. They make them good now. They're not just like these, like, purple and blue and, like, crazy curly wigs. They look natural. People who don't know you couldn't tell. Even people in my life, like, they had no idea. Even my dad didn't even, like, I came down to say goodbye to him and I was like, do you guys think this looks good? Like, 'cause I had it in a different hairstyle, my wig. And my dad's like, oh, I didn't even notice that it wasn't your normal hair. So wigs look natural and they aren't as crazy as society makes you think that they are. So yeah, The fourth thing is that I think that a wig, like I said, it has a very bad connotation to it. It sounds very high maintenance. It sounds very superficial and materialistic, but people get fake eyelashes, you know, on, and people, you know, dye their hair different colors, and people, you know, put extensions in their hair, and people people are always doing things that are like modifying how they look. And we just like, even makeup, like you don't look like some people, you know, like lipstick, our lips aren't naturally red, and our eyelashes with mascara aren't the same, or eyeliner, or like bronzer, or, you know, foundation. Like we hide things that we don't like. And obviously it's not ideal. Like it's not, but we do, that's what we do. And a wig is honestly no different than that. It's just a whole head of hair instead of like half your hair, or instead of dyeing your hair blonde, you can just put on a wig that's blonde that looks like your hair. My wig looks like my normal hair, except, you know, straight and a little bit more of the color that I had wanted. But yeah, so it's, I just think that the thing that scared me about getting a wig was that it felt very, very superficial to me. And that I was kind of being contradictory to, you know, being confident in yourself and who God made you to be. But I also wear, you know, foundation, and I also, you know, like, what else do? I dye my hair, you know, and I just don't see that as different. And even those things, I think it's on the same level as those things, where we shouldn't have to do them, but we do. And I'm okay with it now. I wasn't for a while, but I'm okay with it for the most part now. Okay, the fifth thing is that I do get jealous of people with real hair. So if I see someone walking down the street and they have naturally long, like pretty hair, and it's just gorgeous, I do get jealous, because I'm like, here I am wearing a wig, it's not even real. And look at this person who has like real hair and they don't even have to wear a wig. So I do get jealous of people I'm finding of their real hair, when I never really got jealous of people's hair too much before, but now I really notice it. So that's something I'm kind of working on, but it's okay. It's not too big of a deal, but I do feel a little bit like shameful, because look at this person with like their natural pretty hair, and I have like fake hair, synthetic hair on. But yeah, so that's kind of a downside. Number six is that now I can focus on my heart instead of fixing my hair. So I've been finding that I can truly be myself now. Like I said, I feel like myself now. So now I feel like, instead of trying to fix how I look, now I can just fix who I am, and fix the things about myself that I've been needing to, because I feel like hair was just such a big distraction from that, where it's like, well, I'll work on myself like after I look good or whatever, which I know sounds crazy and horrible, but that's kind of how I viewed it. Like I would want to make sure that I looked the way I wanted to look before I could, like, I don't really know how to explain it, but basically hair was just a huge distraction from me fixing myself. Like I said, I fixed my hair before I would fix myself, and now I feel like I can actually work on who I want to be, because I feel like I'm me in the first place. So yes. Number seven is that it's healthier for your real hair. So not even just because, like, another part of me doing this is because I do want to fix my damaged hair, and I can have the hairstyle that I want and that I'm wanting to achieve while I'm waiting for my real hair to achieve it. So it's just, it protects my hair. I don't straighten it. It's growing now. It's not being dyed. It's, you know, it's protected. It's not even in the sun. So I'm excited to have my real hair grow and be healthy again, and eventually not have to wear a wig. You know, that's the end goal, is to not have to wear a wig eventually. But for now, it's just so good for your hair. It's so, so good for your hair. And I'm excited to see how much better my hair is from like not straightening it, even for like a month or something, and how much better it grows, and how much better it will be in the future. So I was kind of thinking about going bald for a while and shaving all my hair off and completely starting over, but I'll update you guys on that. I'll let you know what I think and what I decide, because it's kind of a big decision. I might just keep it where it's at and let it grow from there and then cut it if I want. But yeah, it's just super, super healthy for your hair. And I can already tell that my hair is a lot softer from not straightening it. Okay, number 8. I feel invincible, honestly. I keep going back to that word. But I really feel invincible. I remember the first time I made a vlog about my first time wearing a wig in public. So you can watch that on my YouTube channel if you want, if you haven't already. But I really felt like I was untouchable. I felt like I was strong and I was able to accomplish anything, as dumb as that sounds, because my thoughts weren't thinking, like I wasn't obsessed with how my hair looks and feeling like I needed to fix something. I felt like I was, you know, good to go and no weather could touch me. And I don't know. I know this can get kind of iffy because you're supposed to, you know, find your confidence in the Lord and you're supposed to get that from God. And I get that. And I talked about this a little bit in my wig vlog video that I feel like this wig enables me to do that in a weird way. It enables me better to get my confidence from God because I can actually focus on God now. So yeah, I don't know if that really makes sense. And again, my opinions on these might change, but as for now, this is how I honestly feel about it. And it really is a huge, huge relief to me. And I don't regret it at all. Number 9, people think it's weird. People think it's super weird. And, but not as weird as I thought they would. When I was at a wedding, the girl was like, "Oh my gosh, your hair looks so cute. How do you get it like that?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, do I like pretend that it's my natural hair? Or do I tell her?" And as I said, "Can I tell you a secret?" And I was like, "This is a wig." And she didn't act as surprised as I thought she would. She had more like questions about it and more like was curious about it and still was supportive of it. And I mean, I don't know how much of that was genuine and true, but, and not just like, you know, being polite, but it's not as weird. It's not as weird as you think. Even though people think it's weird when they hear about it. And I don't know, but like I said, it looks natural. So it's easy to, I think, look past and to forget about, sort of. Maybe. I'm not sure what people actually are thinking. Maybe for some people it's different. Like my friend Ellie, she probably still thinks it's weird. I know she had said that, like, "Yeah, no, it's just I keep thinking that, you know, it's a wig and, you know, like I'll keep remembering that it is." And but I don't know. Yeah, people still think it's weird though. People still think it's like, it's not a normal thing. It's not something that people talk about, that a lot of people have, that a lot of people do. So that's, it makes it weird. Even when people don't think it's weird, it still feels weird. It's still a little weird. So, okay. And the last and final thing that I learned from wearing a wig for a week is that I don't think of the wig, I'm going to read this just so you know. I don't think of the wig as covering up myself as much as I do letting it uncover me. So I kind of touched on this before with all of this, but I honestly feel like this wig is like a helmet for my head to cover the attacks and the thoughts that like Satan and the devil like throw at me and that has been going through my head for so long. That's why I feel invincible. I put on this wig and I'm like, I don't have to think these thoughts. I don't have to, you know, obsess over this. I don't have to try and justify anything and try and fix anything and try and worry about anything and try and, you know, it feels like a shield. It feels invincible. It feels like a helmet. And when I put it on, I'm ready and I'm ready to do what I was made to do. And I wasn't made to worry about my hair. I wasn't made to like make my hair look good. Like, that's not, and it sounds crazy, but like this, that's what, how my thoughts were. Like, I know saying this, I know it sounds weird because that, those are literally my thoughts, was like, my hair is, I'm worried about it. Da, 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 da. And that's why I kind of was thinking, like, is this body dysmorphia? Like, is my eating disorder coming back? Like, is this, and I still don't know. I don't know if it's body dysmorphia, and it's partly because, you know, I feel out of control on things, and so I can at least control my hair, you know? But those were my thoughts. That's how, like, obsessive, and like, it seriously felt like I was being, like, attacked. And this wig helps that so much. I can't explain it enough. So the fact that my thoughts aren't geared towards that, that this is a helmet covering my head from those thoughts, uncovers who I am, because I'm, my thoughts don't go towards that anymore. And it's just, it is so beautiful to me. I feel like I can live my life. I don't worry about pictures. I don't worry about videos. And that's what I do. Like, I'm always on the internet. I'm always, you know, showing people my life and showing people what I do and who I am. And it just, it lets me do that better. I can breathe again, and I can create better and more confidently, because I don't worry about my stupid hair. So yeah, those are the 10 things I learned. So I'm going to go through them briefly again. So the first thing I learned is that hair took up more time than I thought. Second thing, hair took up more thought than I thought. Third thing, wigs actually look really natural. The fourth thing, they're no different than any other body modification, lashes, makeup, extensions, etc. They really aren't any different than that. I don't, someone please tell me the difference if you have a difference. Fifth thing that I learned was I got jealous of people with real hair, really pretty hair. And kind of ashamed, I guess you could say. Six, now I can focus on my heart instead of fixing my hair. Seven, it's healthier for your hair, for your real hair. Eight, you feel invincible. Nine, people still think it's weird, but not as weird as you would think people would think it's weird. And you'll probably think it's weird too. And the 10th thing, I don't think of the wig as covering myself as much as I do as letting it uncover me. So those are the 10 things I learned from wearing a wig for a little over a week. And it has been quite the journey. And I can't decide if I feel like a wreck or I feel super wonderful about all this, but mostly wonderful, honestly. Mostly wonderful. I'm excited to, like, I don't know if I'll you know, get different wigs and be able to, like, change it up. Like, maybe I'll have a short wig that's dark and then a longer wig that's a little blonder, or what I'll do. Like, maybe I'll just switch out my hair all the time, because you just can. I don't know. But that's another thing. Bonus learning thing is that you can just, like, change it up. You know, if you want to try brown hair, like, dark brown hair and a short length, you can. So I'm excited to play around with it. And excited to see, you know, how long this goes for. I think I'm planning on taking you guys along for the journey. So, you'll hear about it, I'm sure. Cause yeah, maybe this is just a month long thing. Maybe this is a long time thing, but yeah, I'm glad that I got this out here. I feel like there's still more things that I could explain and say and talk about and more thoughts about it, but I think we're going to leave it at that. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask me. You can find me on Instagram at Molly Marco, or on YouTube also at Molly Marco, and watch videos about it. And you can see some other videos. I've already done videos with the wig on. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but you can take a look back at those. And yeah, like I said, ask me any questions you want. I'd love to do a Q&A about it if you are really interested. Or just message me if you want to talk about it. If you're thinking about, if this sounds like you, if this sounds like you're just sick and tired of worrying about your hair and having bad hair days, yeah, I would love to talk to you about it and in more detail that I wouldn't really want to get into on here, like where I got it, how much it was, what kind of wig, da 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 da. So, I love you guys. Thank you for listening to this dump of laundry that I feel like I have folded pretty well. I feel like I have a pretty, I have it sorted out pretty good. I feel good about it. And yeah, but I'd love to hear your thoughts, hear about your laundry. But I should go, and do more of my laundry. So until next time, I hope that you have a great rest of your week and that your laundry load feels a little bit less. Bye, you guys.